Shir of Arvei Pesachim continued.
So the Texas was bundled by Kasha. If the time is because also Mune in Pesach, so why did the Mishnah say that it's also to eat the Amircha or Milo, but after one was marking the Kom Pesach, he should be allowed? He's not occupied with any Akos Pesach. Because if the halacha would be that after that course of Pesach is allowed to eat, so many Jews would be induced to hasten to hasten the Akomes of Pesach in order he should be able to eat. So mainly because of the haste in the Akomes of Pesach, he might not realize that Akomes problem. You know, so make Lachil Gas. So Tesis explained it like the Rashbam. It means not just that he will not enjoy it so much, that he will not enjoy it totally. So it's no achille. Vein achille. Ki la vune fez basa li yume. Hoyich wa achille dasa li laki puri potu. Because yaminu binozi gavi pesach ze. So the more I say is in connection with the posik of ki shom daka vishem tzadiki nilchbo peishin nikoshlobo. So shnei bi odom. So echot soli vishem mitzvem echot soli. So it's basically kosher day. So the Gemara says, So patient kosher bom kores day. So Gavi Pesach says shoch lachil gaso u patient kosher bom u poich roshi kores day. Neid bez moshak more. Neid kohavit mitzvah amufchea. Pesach mir kohavit. So we see that even when one eats lachil gaso. So it's still Rachile is kind of mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah on the front. The Imam Rabbi Talam, the three gam Rachile Gasa. Achash and Nafshi Kotzom Olechi doesn't enjoy it altogether. It's like swallowing. He feels as if he was swallowing sand. So that's no Rachile. And then there's another type of Rachile Gasa. Sometimes the Gemara uses the word Rachile Gasa in the sense that he doesn't enjoy it so much. He's full, but he still enjoys it. So Vali, so the three gam nachil gas. Achas nafshi kotzom lech. Vali, so potabim akipum, so it's no achil. V'yesh achil gas, so she misav lech. Achish batam, but he still enjoys it. So here, in other words, so Teisves explains achil gas here in the sense of gas mamish, that he doesn't enjoy it. But what the Pesach necher ala seiva hayne she ma sav lech tsas veidi shloima de ilu im kreis rosho kib she ki im tsas pesach avo pi she lo ki im tsas achil de achil as sochim loy mea it's a very strange diet. So in other words, the more the day says that if one eats the korban pesach b'teiras achilas gaso is not a rosho. So according to the first motion Teisves, according to the first portion in Texas, so it more there means not achil gasa mamish. If he eats achil gasa mamish, he doesn't enjoy it at all. So then he can be called a rosh. But there the more means achil gasa, he doesn't enjoy it so much, but he still feels a time in it. So then he was mikayim the mitzvah of achilas pesach, but he was not mikayim the mitzvah namufra. But the basic chiyuv he fulfilled. So that's why he's not a roshi. Now according to the second motion, he takes this. So when the Gemara says, So when the Gemara says over there, so he means he didn't enjoy it at all. He didn't feel any time in it. So that means he wasn't nikayim the mitzvah of achilas psochim. He was mivatlan esed araise. Still, the Gemara says peishim because of him. He shouldn't be called the peishim. So why he shouldn't be called the peisha? He shouldn't be called the roshe, because truly he was mivatel a mitzvah deraise. He was mivatel a mitzvah deraise. But the roshe is why isn't he? Because he was only mivatel the mitzvah of achilas psochim, but the mitzvah of hakovas pesach he wasn't mivatel. Now what difference does it make? One mitzvah, another mitzvah. But the zoya of the mitzvah kalo kivachmor. So monefsheh, if he doesn't become a roshe. Now we are not dealing. Now we are not concerned with shem roshe that is posleides. So that not every roshe is posleides. So only a certain type of a roshe is posleides. But here we are interested in the shem roshe in general, not the a specific type of roshe. Es likabe psuleides. So what difference does it make whether he was mevatel the mitzvah of achilas pesach or he was mevatel the mitzvah of akolas pesach? So Teisa says the English is Teisa Moshe. So tinoch name over the lishim achilas daso means that he didn't enjoy it at all. He didn't feel any time. So that means that he was not mekayim the mitzvah of yochles pesach v'lalaze. And still the Gemara says Roshi Korosley, why should it be a Roshi? Ki Aval Pishut is Achille, so the Achille, Kim Shekim, they will replace a Roshi. Kim Shekim is a Pesach, Aval Pishut Kim is a Achille, the Achille is Psochim and Mak. But suppose it would be Miakei, so that then it would mean that it was not only neglect to fulfill the mitzvah achilas pesach, but he also failed to fulfill the mitzvah hakolas pesach. Then he could be called the roshi. Why the distinction? So apparently, Tesis holds. I mean, that's a very strange chiddush. That if one is mivateil, and they say even b'meizik, because Tesis certainly has reference to b'meizik, because b'shegeik. So even if it were in miyakev, the mitzvah hakolas pesach, he wouldn't be called the Roshe. When can one be called the Roshe only when he's the battle of the day, when he doesn't have the Mazik, not when he does the shaking? So Teitzah says reference to Mazik. And still Teitzah says that even though he was Mivatel Mitzvah Zachre, since he was not Mivatel Mitzvah Zachrove, you cannot call him a Roshe. So he cannot be called the Roshe if he's Mivatel MS. Now the Gemore in Yivome says, the Gemore in Yivome says, So that means that even if one is Eber HaMitzvah Rabbonon, Shni is La'arayis, the Gemara in Yevomes, they are Dafkof, I think it is. So if one is Eber the Yisr of Shni is La'arayis, so he can be called the Roshe. So if one is Eber HaMitzvah and Yisr the Rabbonon of Shni is La'arayis can be called the Roshe, why one who is Mifate when Eset HaRayis is amazing, the Roshe is Psochim. Why couldn't he be called the Roshe? So apparently Teisus in the second Moshe distinguishes between being Eiver and Nisa B'Yadayim and being Mevatel. So in other words, if someone is Eiver and Nisa B'Yadayim, even if it's a Nisa B'Rabbonon, like Shnis La'arayis, then he can be called the Roshe. But if someone is just Mevatel and Eser B'Rabbonon, not an Eser Shev B'Rabbonon. So if he had been Mevatel the Eser of Hakovas Pesach, is an Eseshish Bekores, then it could be called the Roshi, because it's an Eseshish Bekores. Mashenke, the Eser of Achilas Pesach. So there is no Kores, so a Roshi cannot be called. So what could be called? It could be called a Chayti. Of course, a Chayti certainly can be called. Even someone who is even Averis, Mishayti could be called a Chayti. But the Roshi, that's a strange thing. Umashe Pirish Hashba, you know that not Mishayi Chatur Mizmanazeh, no Hekos. So we will hear that people who are the kind of Shem Pesach is also a Bismar Zeh Ki Mucha Bisomo Gabi Rav Sheshes that is also Kulinim Bitanus Upiru Shache Upiru Shache Shepira Ish Bilok at Matze Dachil Medes So Hava Achil Gas So he likes that Shem, that Roshem, that Roshem in the Hashpah, but the other Roshem Hashpah that the reason is why he mentions Matzeh, because Matzeh, Inoch Nami, could mention Pesach also, even if Mincha means Mincha Tam. But the reason is why he doesn't mention it, he doesn't mention it, is because if the time had been because of Pesach, so then Bizman HaZeh it wouldn't be Oseh. So Teisa says, no, it's not like that. We see from Rav Sheishis that Rav Sheishis was Bizman HaZeh. So, and he didn't eat a whole lot of Pesach. Why? Because he agreed with Ramesh, with Mesiras Din, that Pesach Sheshochte. Shachit Barbaros also is kosher, but some male in the time of Dilma Mimdian, Levet Pisre, applies, but there was no Mkom Pesach in the time of Afeshes. So the answer is, if it was Osa Bismana Bais, some male it's Loi Plug, and it's Osa Bismana Zetu. So here too. So, if it's Oseh, we should Pesach to eat some of the Mincha, Bizman HaBayi, some male it's Loi Plug, and it should be Oseh Bizman HaZeh as well. Afilu Agib Zan Melech, Pirush Rajbam, ולחוש על מלך שכנו יוי ולדוק בפסג אמינון כשהגיע מקרב הוכיח אותו שמלך מלך הזו ולדמוי because he was a descendant of wounds שירוב אלך ותשע שויס איש מפורש מדרך מלוכם לנו בגירו שויס והוא ימסנאיג כי תאו מתחוכם לאחר בשור שישיס אך איתו. So in other words, so it has to be reckoned after he gets up. ואם נראה בלכין הלו נאמה תן שויס להגריבס כששויס אתם תוכן. מיני תאגימי, פירש רשבם, פירש את פוסו במלאכם. ולא ימירה, תאמינו בדיספת וקיצת מבורכי, הביאו לפונו, מיני תאגימי, מבור ירבר מנמיזיינס. ומבורכי מבר מנמיזיינס על החמיש עשרים. ומיוד ובסר מיומי, כחשבי, משאלי פויסים מיני תאגימי. So, but there is one notion in this case, yes, that mini tagimi here means minimizes. Hamishes mini. But how could that be? I mean, because Mitesha Shoy is Lahatisha Shoy, so it's Oseh. And what does it mean it's Oseh? It couldn't mean regular Matzah, because regular Matzah is Oseh before that. So all the Rishayim point out that it means Matzah Shiro. Now, so Matzah Ashiro is like Minimizeinus Matzah Ashiro. If it was mixed in the parents, so it's like Minimizeinus. So how can we say that Minitagimo is Muter in Lachatesh Ashoyis? Unless we say that Isis agrees with Shiteh, that Isis Reed, I mentioned it, that Isis Reed holds that our Gemara is Chelikan in Yerushalmi. Our Gemara is Chelikan in Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says that Kolayichol Chome, that Matzah of Pesach, so if the Kulbola associated with Chomov, so our Gemara is Chelik. The other Shemim are also Chelik. So then we can apply the Din, the Mishnah, that also Lech Lachat Isis Shoyis, that this is reference to regular matzah. So until this is showing, so it's muta. According to this, it's really according to our memory. But lachat is showing, it's osea. But mizeinis is osea. Even mitagima, but we don't have to say that this Russian taste is a belief in the taste of after all, most of the shaming do not even believe the taste of then they hold that our memory is not chayin kanadina diyoshalme. That regular matzah is osea. Erechazin. So we have to apply it. This Russia thesis, we have to apply it. Let's say there are certain things, let's say, that require museums. But it is let's say noodles. So that is not like Matzah Shiro. Let's say cake is like Matzah Shiro. That's mentioned. Let's say if you have let's say a piece of your cake, so that's like Matzah Shiro, and that's also like Matzah Shiro. But noodles? So I haven't discussed that, but I mean it could be that noodles is not like Matzah Shiro, and still it requires mizeinis. So that is Mutter, according to Tesis, is Mutter Lacha Tesha Shoes. I mean, noodles is Chomets, but I mean, if it's not Chomets, then it is. Alright. If it's made of matzah, noodles that is made of matzah now. Okay. Elo Yamlet Misetzoi, what are we going to get at the world? The Hamper Soi to the Sama, the Forish also, the Tube Gorio, Purtesoi. Rafshesh and Yosef Itanise, Labda, Jerushim Ratzman Lech. It doesn't mean that the real fast is certainly allowed to drink something. Iname, when you come out of Mamishtanis, in the Sheminiska, the Misa, the Lech, Rafshesh is no other with Sami Sarah Pesach, the Ktonem is a safe from Shemisan and Misan, and Rafshesh is better Pesach. Maybe because of Rafshesh is Mishu Pesach, the Avon Gav, the Hashtag like a Pesach, and Kolmo came, who is there, Shehoyo is my advice, we bought it. The Avon Gav is a beauty, the Mosele, ואומר שהאירוע בדיעבד, אבל חתחילו עושה משום שיש לך חומץ, ושיש לך הפסח, ודאי חמץ קיים על מפשועיץ, הוא היה שפנתם לפולי, מכל מוקד, כי בדיעבד כושר, סביר לי להחמיר שולח מלאביך. Now tomorrow, we proceed with more, from a few homes in Israel, up to Omar Rav Yitzchok, Kiste de Merise, and then, from Omar Rav Yitzchok, Kiste de Merise, all of these women skip until the Mishneh that the Kedalot on the Dalot most probably skip. So maybe we'll tomorrow we'll start the Mishneh of most probably skip, because we are going to skip from Omer Yitzchok Kisvei de Merise up to most probably.
Sixth shiur in Arvei Pesachim. Last shiur was the fifth shiur, incorrectly marked as the fourth shiur.
What's the difference between Matz and Mora? Because Mache is Eichel Ochelus, and Mora is Eichel Ochelus. Yali, how about Yali, the Raya, has said or not? So Itma Mishmeder Av Nachmen, so it has said. The Itma Mishmeder Av Nachmen, Eich so it has said. The Loiklit, Hobital the Kasse Tamoye, Hobital the Kasse Bastroi. So two cases require a Sefer, two cases don't require a Sefer. So the question is, which one? The first two or the last two? So that two is in the same one. Amrel Haiti say, the Amrel Haiti say. So, Amrel Haiti say, there are some who say, in one motion, three Kasse Tamoye, the first two cases, Boye say. Die hast du kommen hast du gehört? Drei Kasse was hohe Leute sei der mein da habe hat because you already mentioned the hills in the Hagod in the course of the two first case in the first case the Amala Haiti say Adra Drei Kasse was hohe Leute sei Hai Shaite because have the hills because the last two cases. So he already finished discussing and mentioning the Gula from the tribe. So they require him. They kate kamoye loipoye seide, the akate avodimu yinu kom. Akate avodimu yinu kom. So that means the first two cases. So two. In the first two cases, he also says that they were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Avodim Oyim Rufal Mitzrayim Vayitzeinu Adishon Mitzrayim Sotoch Kedibo. Of the same, Avodim Oyim, he also says that we were redeemed. But we mention Avodim Oyim. But in the last two cases, we don't even mention Avodim Oyim. So the male in the last two cases, we have to say, require Seide, but the first two cases where Avodim Aminu is mentioned, we don't require Seide.
da hat er aber nicht gekommen. Hast du nicht mehr hoche, nicht mehr hoche, ziemlich, da tun wir schon nicht, so wieder, wieder, wo es ist. Now let's see. Let's see, der Rashi in Rashbam. Ati Yeis. Wo jeich Lati Yeis, seht der Rashi. Es seht der Altatsne. It's more than mentioned the first. Der Verseide means leaning on the left side, not on the right. Matze Zricha Seide, Kidmen Chiri, שהוא זכר לגור מורר עם צורך הסייבה שהוא זכר לארץ. So that's the call. I mean something that is זכר לגור require a סייבה, because what's the purpose of a סייבה? To express, to demonstrate חיל. To demonstrate חיל. And now there is no limit of מחיר עם רוסי. But בזמן, in those days, I mean, even this man had more, so it was the derech, it was the universal practice of mechirim to be mezi. In Zman of Rishenim, it wasn't the practice, because Rishenim mentioned already that now it's not derech rossi. That's the reason for the Rabbi Ashite, that this Zman Azeh, that it's not the derech of mechirim to be mezi, there is no mitzvah of cheos altogether. I mean, there is no mitzvah of chesed altogether, Rabbi Ashite. But, In all the generations, from the time of Matan Torah until Chasidus HaTalmud, it was the universal practice of mechirin to be mezi. So mele, through a seibe, we demonstrate chel. So only that which is eichal ligule requires this demonstration. But that which al bedin is eichal shivut, like Moriah. So a seibe, which is an expression of chayus, is inconsistent with the zeichashim. So more and more seibe, shuzeichal al. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says that there is a yidur to be made safe in the whole field. Even things that you're not required to do, let's say you eat fish, you eat whatever you kneva. So it's a kiyuma mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. The Rambam says to be mezi. So I heard from my father, how about Moriah? Is there a mitzvah kiyumis? All right, there is no chiyuv to be mezi when you eat Moriah. Or, but maybe there is a mitzvah kiyumis just as if we go out and save the time we eat the filter fish. So my father said no, because since the reason for not being mechuyev to be mezi during Moriah, the Achilles Moriah, is because Moriah is Ichal Shibut, so that means it's inconsistent with Chayus, the Ichal Shibut. So there is no Mitzvah Kiyumis either. So on the contrary, it will be Mitzvah when it's Moriah, so it will be a headlet. It's like sitting in the Sukkah when it rains. So there is no Kima Mitzvah, so it's not Shayach to show Tzitkes when there is no Kima Mitzvah. Alright, so more in Torah Tish is Ichla. Alright, now Rashbam. Aki Yitzhe Vetzeve Shel Natsme. Matze Tzrich Vetzeve, Kisheichu Matze Shel Mitzvah, Lailo Orishi, Kibnecher, Shehu Zecha Ligur. More, so you see he emphasizes, you shouldn't think that when we eat matzah even the other days of Pesach, so not like on Sheino, so you would have to be mitzvah. So he emphasizes, Kisheichel matzah shel mitzvah lailo orishi, kidmecher, shehu zechem gulo. So he emphasizes only lailo orishi, and he also says matzah shel mitzvah lailo orishi. In other words, only when he's mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, let's say the kazak bishat achilas matzah. So the end of the Bishas of the Kemen, you see. So matzah shall meet from. But suppose he eats a lot of matzah, Pesach night, during the meal, so then he does not have to be made. So he emphasizes, matzah shall meet from my love. More in Tzorach HaSeide, Shehuzich Lechev, Da'yisho Yem Yishtoy Lechev. So that the Gemara says, ואמר לה, היי, נשאה לך בפרי קאצה בעשרוי, בוא נשאה לך. היי שייטה נקוחה בחיר. בוא נדין, היי שייטה. פעם בחיר. החיר הוא סטוק פלייס. long time ago, but it means he at that time is mishtoye the chayos. He discusses chayos. Uvikula shoyim ragod. That was Mashiach came in the first cases. So he mentions the Shibut Mitzrayim. He also mentions the Gula, but he mentions the two things together. So maybe in the first two cases you don't require a sefer. Hashish laminanei. The Arbo cases tzorach hasefer. More in tzorach hasefer. Now we have to understand what does it mean. What does it mean? Hayishaite dikahave. Chirus, three kasek amoyer liboy esete dakota avodim olim. What does it mean? Just because he mentions in the first two cases he mentions avodim olim. So because of that, but it's the same thing. I mean, the purpose of the first two cases is the same as the purpose of the rest two cases. To express chirus. So why we say, dakata avodim olim? So apparently now the Rambam, the Roshna Rambam means So what is the basis? So what is the basis for the mitzvah of Eseibe, which is Midrabanon? And what is the basis for the mitzvah of Dalet Kesis, which is Midrabanon? Is the mitzvah Midraise of Izoharto Picholdeo Vodeo? Hay vodam lahavis esatz, we go to Mitzrayim. Vizo chalto kever di yisro. Kaleima, kala ata atzo ba'atzmi chol yisrael 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 yisrael. Now it doesn't mean that the Rambam Shite is that the Sebe is the Raise and that our case is the Raise. The Sebe is the Rabbanon and our case is the Rabbanon. But they have a basis in the Raise. The Hachomim wa Misake in the Sebe and our case is in order to symbolize and express outward to certain manifestations to our chaos, but it's based upon the mitzvah de reise of the whole day of the day chai odom ha'aretz ha'atzmei kol ba'atzmei yotu b'yad yotza atem shibut Mitzrayim. Now what does it mean whole day of the day chai odom ha'aretz ha'atzmei yotu Mitzrayim shenem ha'vi son ha'itz mishon? The Rambam doesn't mention the whole loshi, but we say the agode, the whole loshi yisom ha'itz mishon. And then lo yisam yisim ruvad b'ash ben bo ha'vi seiru. So there's a heart to carry the east of Mitzrayim. So and the Rambam only mentioned the pasuk with a heart to carry the east of, but the other psukim that God mentions, which is mentioned in the Mishnah and in the Mechilte. So there's a heart to carry the east of, that's one pasuk, and we can't just be cholim alim aulim about Hosea and Hashem liyitzei to Mitzrayim. So from that pasuk we deduce that the whole day over there, I want to ask after Israel, and we saw the eight mission, we saw the rest of the single vat, a laugh is on it. So what does it mean? What is it? Just a beautiful militze? I mean, the Mishneh, the Mechilte doesn't tell us militzes. What does it mean, the whole day over there, I want to ask after Israel? What does it mean? He should consider himself as if he had been bandaged in Mitzrayim, and he was delivered. So what does it mean? So does it mean, as one, we know his rabbi, I'm not going to mention his name, but may some of you probably know his name. So he said,
that it's a mitzvah to take Erev Din, Erev Pesach, in order, you know, to be Mikhail, the mitzvah of the whole day of the day of Chai, what a Maharit is at me, ki yu yotu Mitzrayim, I mean, such nonsense. So what does it mean, Chai would lie at me, yotu Mitzrayim, that he's mechuyev to become shugi and become schizophrenic and really think, I mean, that he was in Egypt, and that he was enslaved by Pharaoh, and that he was redeemed, I mean, that's the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah that the Torah requires us. So the pshat in the whole day of the day of Chai, what a Maharit is at me, that Pesach night is mechuyev to recapitulate the experience of Shemit Mitzrayim, to recapitulate the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Mimele, and the chiyuv of Morer is also Zeicha Leshivut Al Pedim. So in other words, we have to eat the Morer in order to recapitulate the Shivut Mitzrayim, the Shivut Mitzrayim. So Arba cases, so in other words, we have four cases. So of course, the Arba cases, the purpose is to express Chayus. But in order to express Chayus, we also have to recapitulate the Shibut. So in the first, in the Brochet, and in the Haggadah that we recite over the first two cases, so we are mechuyev to do two things. First, to mention Avodah Meginu. And mentioning Avodah Meginu is not just a mere lip service. And by mentioning Avodah Meginu, so we have to recapitulate the Shibut Mitzrayim, and realize, when we say Avodah Meginu, to realize what it means, Avodah Meginu in Pharaoh Mitzrayim. And also to give Hidoyah to the Rebbein Shalom, for the Gule, So this is, so Mimele, now we see that the Tmorah doesn't require a Seder, because the purpose of Morel is only as a Zecher, Rishibut Mitzrayim. That's the whole purpose of Gule. Mashenkin Abba cases, so they have a double purpose. First of all, I mean, it's a double purpose, but it's one, really. In other words, to express our gratitude to the Rebbein Shalom. But in order to express our gratitude to the Rebbein Shalom, we have to recapitulate the experience of Shibut Mitzrayim and give it away. Otherwise, it's not Hidoyah. If we don't recapitulate the experience of Shibut Mitzrayim, so it's not Hidoyah. Hidoyah means something that happened to me. That's Hidoyah. So in other words, so because of that, so Mimele, in the first two cases, so one motion said that the first two cases do not require a saving. Why not? Because the first two cases we have to mention. Over the first two cases, we have to mention the Shibut Mitzrayim. So it's true. The purpose is, it's one purpose, to give Hidoyah to the Rebbein Shalom. But in order to give Hidoyah to the Rebbein Shalom, we must first recapitulate the experience of Shibut Mitzrayim. And when is that done? Primarily in the course of the first two cases, because there we mention Avodah Meginu. But in the last two cases, in the last cases, we don't even mention the Shibut Mitzrayim. We don't discuss that. We don't discuss it. Neither in detail nor briefly. We only give Shvach Hidoyah to Rebbein Shalom in the last two cases. No, we don't discuss the Shibut Mitzrayim. So, and since a Seibe is an expression of Chayrus, so it's more befitting for the last two cases, where the discussion of the Gula and the Hidoyah is emphasized, rather than the recapitulation of the Shibut Mitzrayim. Masha'inke, in the first two cases, we have both elements. We have the verb recapitulation of Shibut Mitzrayim, and also the goal. So this is Akate, that's the Pshat of the Gemara, Aish, the Akate Avodimon. Because we are mechuyev to verbally recapitulate the Shibut of Mitzrayim. Right. Now, the Teisves, my Nahave Havet, Shekvarom Lugulo Lifnei Asu.
We have a matzah tzricha etzibe. But there's a difference. Why does one Russian say that the same thing is required dafki in the first two cases? But the first two cases involve the verbal recapitulation of Hiluk Mitzrayim, and shibud is inconsistent with the Seder. We see that Morer, there is no mitzvah of a Seder in Morer. So the answer is Morer is only expressive of Hiluk Mitzrayim. Mashain came the cases, even the first two cases. So true, it's true that the shibud Mitzrayim, the verbal recapitulation of shibud Mitzrayim, is discussed. But the Gula is also discussed. So maybe it's not inconsistent. And once he had a Seibe in the first two cases, so there is no need for a Seibe according to one motion in the last two cases. Like how the habit, Shikwaron or Gula of Neasu, the Afro God, the Matos, the Seibe, the Loma might have a habit. After all, he already mentioned the Gula and everything. Shale Matze, Shilika today, Yesamia. In other words, my habit is only shayach if there was already kima mitzvah. If a seder was already realized, in that mitzvah. Masheiki. So that's only shayach of cases. So in the two cases, that's also a kima of cases of shias yayin. So the seder was already realized, but by matzeh, so if you don't require a seder, that means that the mitzvah of matzeh will not be coupled to the seder altogether. That we don't say, because of my lahara.
Why is the seder by one
kof? What is that?
Why is the seder by just one kof nothing?
Well, because if you have a seder only by the one kof, which kof? The first cause, so then there will be no esebe over the cause over which you see the bulk of the Yitzias Mitzrayim is discussed. The first cause, so what is discussed? Just kiddush, that's all. And to make esebe over one cause and the second cause, not the first cause, that isn't reasonable. So the Meila, the Chachomim, Metzah, the Misakeh, has said wrong the first two cases. As a matter of fact, there is a Shittas of Hashemim that merely mentions that not only is a Seder required, but we are not made that, not only is a Seder required over the drinking of the four cases, but over the Haggadah that is recited over the four cases, the Seder is also required. We are not playing that. What is that? The reason is why I'll discuss that. Why aren't we machmer that? At all? I mean, we are machmer so many things, so it's not so difficult to be made the chite. So why? And there are a number of the shayim, the merely mention that, who say that the saving is required even over the agot. Even over the agot. As a matter of fact, I mean, it's wrong to start with the chite. Because we see that the reason is why a saving is required over the sea is because of the Haggadah. Because he mentions the Haggadah. So maybe one of Shah, if the drinking that is coupled to the Haggadah requires a Seibe because of the Haggadah, so the Haggadah itself certainly should require.
I mean, that would also be legal.
What is it?
That would also be legal. Like,
I am not discussing, I mean, that the chariot, whether it's legal or not legal. That we'll discuss together with the cases. 1 second. Alright. Yes.
The first pair is something to be older than the separate Yosef.
What? Which they will be?
The
same
thing, the
Shemaxi, Shiva, and Sukkah? But I mean, one pair does not exclude the other, does not negate the other. So both of them could be true. Voy, the Yayin, Hesit, or Bishnesi, the Sabishay. Vei, Cheksuk, or Betei, or Zechal, or Chaos. Shall he speak to take on Mahachmit? Achen, Nigal. The Afal Gav, the Havelachem Eilu, Yesh Leich Oder Acheres. Yesh Leich Oder Acheres. So Tesis Kasha, Tesis here, Ian mentions a certain Kasha. Now, just as we say, that Mora doesn't require a Seiber, because Mora is inconsistent with a Seiber. A Seiber is an expression of Chaos, and Mora is an expression of Shibut. So Matzah is also Lechaneini. Matzah is also Lechaneini. So Mimele. So it shouldn't, for Matzah shouldn't require a Seder either. The Avogad Dal Lechaneini. Yesh, so Teisa says, Yesh Leich Lo Derechit. Now there is a long discussion in the Maral Prog. He discusses it on a Shkofa level, but it could be the Pshat and Teisa. So, I don't remember whether the Maram Prok says that in Pshat and Teisus, or he says it just as his own Haskotis. He says, and it might sound a little humorous, but there is a great truth contained in it. So he says, on the contrary, he says, that only one who is not in Russia, he says, can realize that one who is not in Russia, not only, one, that it's easier for someone who is not a Noshia to realize real Chayrus than it is for someone who is a Noshia. Because Marvin Hosim and Marvin Dogo, so he's psychologically disposed to all kinds of servile visions on account of his wealth and power. So for him it's more difficult. Of course, that doesn't mean that a Noshia cannot be a spiritual Bechirim, but it's more difficult for a Noshia, for a real Noshia, to be a real Bechirim than it is for an Oni. We don't mean an Oni pauper, I mean, who starves. What do you mean? Because Lechemeni doesn't mean, Lechemeni is also Lechem. It's Lechemeni, I mean, but it's Lechem, you see. So it's one with the pauper doesn't have even Lechemeni, you see. So that's why matzeh. So Maharal Prok says that's the reason why matzeh requires a seder, and mora does not require a seder, because mora is a chalishivu. Masheike matzeh, which is lachameini, on the contrary, this is the lachameini symbolic of the lechem, of the viewpoint of Yaakov Avinu. So when he prayed to the Rebbeinu Shalom, so what did he ask? Not for millions. He only asked, the Maharal Prok doesn't mention millions, that's my Nezach Mishali, but he asked for Lechem Lecheilu Beged Lilvish. That's important for Chayrus. You know, if you don't have Lechem Lecheilu Beged Lilvish, if you can't make a living, you cannot be a Chayrus. But if you have Panoseh, so the Maharal Prok says, then it's easier for you to realize real chayrus than it is for a big Oshia. Because a big Oshia is Marvin Hosim Marvin Oshia. So that could be a challenge. In Mashe Tzorich, the Seibe, the Matze, Halve Kishem Evoch, in Arachilas Matze, Uvafakeimen. What does it mean? Halve Kishem Evoch, Arachilas Matze, Uvafakeimen. He substitutes things, Teisa said. First of all, Teisa implies that only when you are mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, so when you wash and you make the brocha l'achilas matzah, so then you eat two kzeisim, or you don't eat one kzeis, you eat two kzeisim. But, and when you eat afikamen, but not in the course of the Sudeh, even if you eat whole matzahs in the course of the Sudeh, Pesach night. So that does not require us. That's what he means. And then he also probably means that at the time, because this is shita is that at the time of the Haggadah, so you don't have to be meiser. But since this is the lashon, I mean it's not mukher, but it probably this is probably means that hanifishim vochim alachilas matzah, because the pshat in this could be hanifishim vochim alachilas matzah. It doesn't mean at the time when you say the bracha alachilas matzah. But he means when you eat the matzah that requires alachilas matzah, lafuke the matzah that you eat when you eat the fish. So then you're not requiring the mitzvah. So it could be that alachilas matzah is only descriptive, which achilah of matzah, not that at the time when you recite the bracha alachilas matzah you have to be mitzvah. But the pashtus haloshim, you could say that. But the pashtus haloshim. Of lachilas matzah, the bracha matzah, that not only when you eat the kazayis matzah, the tukzayis matzah, and when you eat the afikamen, but when you say shom tzitzel tzivon lachilas matzah, you also have to be raised. So the Avishenim say during the whole Agot.
But Tisa Shita is not like that. But when you say the bracha l'achilas matzah, so probably Tisa Shita is that you have to be mazik. You have to be mazik. Now, kulanam mitzricha seif. We hold all the tesis. Tzricha seif bishas seif. We told him im shochach ulohis im yarzer v'nishke. Suppose he wasn't mazik. Is it back of the emigrant? We came in the case of the Eze, in Yochel Alzeya, the Mishne is the same. So in other words, you see, so in connection of Shoka to the Eze, in the first two cases, so then the Shaila needs whether he's Mechuyev to drink again. Not whether he's allowed, because the Rishon Mishaili, in a case it's a Lomu, the Rishon Mishaili, so it's Rishus, but in connection with the last case is, so then the halacha is, v'yishlish v'lavir v'mishte, so the shayla is whether he's mechuyev, either he's mechuyev or he's not allowed. So that's why the case has changed the wash. Im shoha v'yishlish v'yav v'mishte, so the shayla is whether he's mechuyev or he's not mechuyev, but he's certainly allowed. But im v'yishlish v'yishlish, so then the shayla is whether he's mechuyev or he's so he says, "Im ochal matzeh v'leisiv, tzorich larzeh v'lechul matzeh. Im shosa, v'loi heisiv. Let's say in the first two cases, so tzorich larzeh v'lishteis. He doesn't even discuss it. It's a double portion. But then, suppose l'heisiv because she, so the horse says it's safik. So im loy heisiv b'matzeh." So he doesn't even discuss it as a son. There was no shakur itali by him. He says, as a double portion, that he has to drink again. If he didn't eat matzah ve'seifeh, so he has to eat matzah again. But he says, suppose lohese v'kishlishi, suppose lohese v'kishlishi, so then he has a son. Maybe not, because there is an issue. There is an issue. Now, so you say, so the reason as to why in the first two cases he doesn't have Isafik, because in the first two cases there is no Isafik. So that's why he says that it's so Ichlish this lazy. But in the third cause, if he didn't make a Seyveh, So then there is a niece there. So in the middle, you cannot say misafik lechumre. So it's a chumre from the point of view of the mitzvah of Abba Keses, but it's a and the mitzvah of a seire. But it's a kule from the point of view of the iser of drinking ben shlishim avi, of drinking ben shlishim avi. No, but it's not mashma from the Rosh like that, because when the Rosh says that if he ate matzah without the seire, he has to eat matzah again. So it's mashma not because of sveikes. It's mashma b'tira svara. He has to do it. Not because of suffering. And when he says, not because of suffering. And when he says, and then he says in the first two cases, he has to drink again, and with the same bed. So it's also mashma, not b'tira svara. So, and still, in connection with the third cause, so he has the suffering. And then he says, So he says he has a suffix. Maybe yes, because he wasn't naysayed the first time when he drank the third cup. So maybe he's mechuyev to drink again. Or no, because nira kemeisif al other cases. Because why did the Chachamim say that the shlishi levi is loishte? So it's mashma because he's meisif. So since the Chachamim said loishte, so mele when he drinks again, So he's near Kemetz. And then he says that then he comes to the conclusion, after discussing that, so he comes to the conclusion that even if he wasn't Mesif in the third course, where normally there is an Isam, Ben Shlishi Levi, but if he wasn't Mesif, so he's Mechuyev to drink again. And he's not near Kemetzif, because since he wasn't Mesif, so that course that he drank was not a kosher chayva. It was not a kosher. So which one would be a kosher chayva? The next course, when he drinks it again. So he's not a mace. That's what the Rosh says.
Umatze boy is saved because I swishin. So he says because I swishin doesn't mention Beire Arachilas Mat. Tesis mentions Achilas Mat. So it's possible to explain Tesis also that Achilas Mat is only descriptive of Kazai Swish. Because I shall came, we walk on the receiver lawyer. So, if you go on the machine of Eva Shamish of Kazai Smart, we walk on the lawyer, say the lawyer. Tesis that is soft. What he says is a double portion that lawyer. So he should. Why shouldn't he? Then he says, "Miu kol meima, kibel sheshoso shloi kiti kule hu bradovo sheloi mina kese soyo umash shiri se atu kese shochelvo." But the previous course, the previous course, allegedly koshlishi. So that was not kese shochelvo. This one, this time, when he drinks it, it will be kese shlishi. Hopefully, not the previous. So the kashi is monesha. Why did he have his offering? He already assumed that he had no that b'teras vaday, because lo yotzo he has the raya from the b'shur elayim. So it's lo yotzo. So how is it based on our cases? Now The Shita Sarambam is mashma, and the role in the Sefer mentions that, that he is chiluk on the Rosh. He is chiluk on the Rosh. Because the Rosh Larambam is in Perek Zayin Chotchom to Matzah Halacha Chetz Ve'im Esai Tzrichin Esende Vishas Achilas Kazayis Matzah Uvishias Avokeis Esoeu Usho Achilosei Ushiyosei Im Heisef Arizim Mishubach Vimuav Emitzot. So that means now the Gaon says that the Sofik in Tzrich is whether he has to drink the avokeisis over again, whether he has to eat matzah over again or not, the hevel. So what's the shayla? The shayla is whether hesebe, the mitzvah of hesebe, is an independent mitzvah, or it's a mitzvah in matzah. With rabo, of course, with reinzeh, there is no requirement in matzah that the matzah has to be eaten all day hesebe. But with rabonon, it's a requirement in achilas matzah. And it's a requirement in our case. So there's a shayla. If we say that it's a requirement, the Chachomim or Misakeh, this as one of the incidents of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzeh, in other words, the Chachomim said that the Kazayis Matzeh has to be eaten by Seh. So that means that with Rabbonon, it's an integral part of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzeh. Just as, let's say, Rashi Shite in Broches is that with Reise, the mitzvah of Krishna consists in reciting the first parsha. How about the other two parshas? So that's all with Rabbonon. But with Rabbonon, the recitation or the reading of all the three parshas, that's one mitzvah. So in other words, it's an integral part. With Reise, I'm mechuyev only to read the first parsha, Shema, and with Rabbonon, I'm mechuyev to read Shema, Ushmei Yavayim. So maybe here too, that the Kodesh Chachomim was two midrashe, the kazayis matzah, that the mitzvah of achilas kazayis matzah does not require a sebe, but the chachomim are misakein that it has to be done al sebe, and if he does it shall be al sebe, so it's like someone reading the first parashe and not voyim shemaya. So midrabbonon he didn't fulfill kriya shema. So here midrabbonon he didn't fulfill the mitzvah kazayis matzah, and the same thing regarding other cases. Or the mitzvah of a sebe is an independent mitzvah. It's an independent mitzvah. But the Chachomim said that this mitzvah of a sebe applies to all the things that are chivo, that are obligatory. Pesach life. So what are obligatory? So matzah, other cases, and more. But more there is a special aloha because it's a chel shibut, so it's inconsistent with a sebe. The only other things that are not inconsistent, that are obligatory, so that's matzah in other cases. As a matter of fact, there is a shittas rishonim that karpas also requires a seder. Why karpas? Because karpas is obligatory, and the rishonim who say that karpas does not require a seder is because karpas is a different kind of a chay. It's lizeicher. I mean, so that's not a real chay. But so it's an independent mitzvah of making a seiv, and the seiv is obligatory only in the course of that which is obligatory. But we see so the Shitas Rambam, since the Rambam says that there is a mitzvah in Yom is to make a seiv when you eat the fruit of each. So we see that the sebe is not essentially an integral part of matzeh and other cases. Then it would have no significance in the sude of Leil Pesach. So we see that the Shittas Rambam is that the sebe is an independent mitzvah. It has nothing to do with the kima mitzvah of matzeh. So even with Rabbanan, it has nothing to do with the kima mitzvah of matzeh. So if someone will eat matzeh Pesach night without a sebe, so the mitzvah of matzah was mekayim completely and fully without any diminution. Neither midrashe is there any diminution in the kima mitzvah, nor midrabbanan is there any diminution. But he was mevatel another mitzvah. The other mitzvah applies to all the things that are a chiyuv. But it, the chiyuv applies, but the kiyuv applies to everything, even for the whole meal. You see, so that is Shittas Rambam. So of course the Shittas Rambam is that if he wasn't meiser, so he cannot, so he doesn't have to eat the matzah again or drink other cases. The Rosh says that it is matzah, so Rambam says the Rosh Shittah is that matz, that a seibe is not an independent mitzvah, but a seibe is an integral part with the Rabbanon in the mitzvah of matzah, in the mitzvah of other cases. So that's why the Rosh says that he has to eat again, he has to drink again, he has to drink again. And tasteless has a suffix, so that's tasteless suffix. That's the longest in tasteless suffix. The tasteless has a suffix, whether the Chachomim or Misakin the Seibe is an integral part of matzah in other cases, so the male has to do it again, or the Chachomim or Misakin the Seibe is an independent mitzvah. Now the question is, now, if that is so, if that is the pshat in the Rosh, so how is it in the Rosh? After mentioning it as it began to tell us what, that if he didn't eat matzah, so he has to eat loyotza, so he has to eat matzah again. If he didn't drink the first two cases, how do you say this? So he has to drink again. And still, so he's taking it for granted that it's an integral part of the mitzvah of other cases. Then he says he has a suffix, the Kishnish, if it was done with other things, because maybe he's not allowed to drink again because Macy. So then he says no, it's not Macy, but he has a suffix, and even the suffix is grounded in the premise that b'teres vaday it's loyot. So why does he have a suffix in connection with the third part? All right, then his achoya is even in regard to the third. So apparently, we have to modify Ravos. I mean, Ravos might have meant it. You see, when the Rosh comes to the conclusion that even in regard to the third course, if he drank it without the same thing, so he has to drink again. So then his conclusion is that it's an integral part in the mitzvah of other cases. But while the Rosh has the suffix, and he still takes it for granted that in regard to matzah, or the first two cases, so he has to do it over again, so he did not take for granted that the seibe is an integral part. So the suffix of the Rosh as in regard to the in connection with the third course as to whether he has to do it over again or not. So what's the suffix? The suffix is whether it's an integral part of the mitzvah of other cases. So memele shoso koishlishi beloye seibe tzolch lado mishteis, or it's not an integral part of other cases. It's an independent kiyum. Oh, so the question is, so there is one alternative in the suffix of the Rosh. Maybe it's an independent kiyum. So why does he say that even if it's an independent kiyum, but tzorich lazer v'lishteis and tzorich lazer v'lechet? Now, the Rosh conclusion is that even in regard to the third course, so he has to drink again, and it's not massive. Allah the cases. Because that course that he drank without the seibe was not a course, it's not a case, it's not nachej. So that means, why is that nachej? That seibe is an integral part of the mitzvah of the cases. Now we have, and that means that the reason is why, if ochal matzeh the lawyer say we tzolch lazer lachel, also because mitzvah rabbonon it's an integral part of achilas matzeh. So the question is, all right, that was the takonis chachomim, but every takonis chachomim has to be explained. I mean, why is it an integral part? Why was the chachomim misakei that it's an integral part? What has matzah to do with the seibe? What does matzah to do with the seibe?
And what is Abakazas is missing? So the answer is, because I mentioned already in the beginning of Abakazas, I mentioned my father's pshat in the Rif and the Rambam, I've always said the same thing in the Sefer. So that besides that, there are two aspects in our cases, certainly according to the Rif and the Rambam. One aspect is to set up four cases of Och. And then there's another aspect of Chayos. Either Chayos or Yotzo. Shoson Chai, so either our cases Yotzo. Either Chayos or Yotzo according to the Gias and Sarif. Why Chayos or Yotzo? Because the Rambam says, Lificho, because of his heart to get the Niso. So in other words, you have to recapitulate the experience of Shibut Mitzrayim and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Gule. So Mimele, you have to symbolize that and express it outwardly through a Seder, through our cases, to express Chayos. An external expression of Chayos. So, Lificho, Kishesei Yidodom Balayla Azeh, so Lichlechel Lomishteis, 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 and then he says, "V'chol echad v'echad v'anoshim v'anoshim chayu mishteis." So in other words, it's the same. So both mitzvahs have the same essential feature, namely expression of chayus. To express chayus, not as a term. It's not in the background of the takone. That's in the guf atakone, in the etzem chiyum, in the etzem kiyum. So it's a kiyum of manifestation of chayus. So drinking of Arba Kesis is an external manifestation of chayus, of demonstration of chayus, and the Seva is an external manifestation or demonstration of chayus. So mele, there is a connection, because Arba Kesis, the essential feature of the aspect of chayus is expression to show chayus, and the essential feature in the Seva is to demonstrate chayus. So that's why Chachamim are misaking that if Arba Kesis was realized without the Seder, so the Mele, that's an integral part of that kind of mitzvah. Because the mitzvah, what's the mitzvah of Arba Kesis? To demonstrate Chayos. And without the Seder, he did not demonstrate Chayos fully. He didn't act out the Chayos. So that's why it's an external, that's why it's an integral part, according to Rosh Haskone, of the mitzvah of Arba Kesis. That's in regard to Arba Kesis. But the Rosh says the same thing in regard to matzah. So in regard to matzah, so the first matzah is the rice. So what's the shayches? So the Chachomim are misaking that with Rabbonon, if he ate the matzah without the seder, so he wasn't mikayim matzah. So with Rabbonon it's an integral part. That was the Akonis Chachom. All right, but why were the Chachomim misaking? We understand the rationale of that Akonis Chachomim in connection with Arba Kesis, because both mitzvahs, the Rabbonon, have the same essential feature of demonstrating chayus. But why are the Chachomim misaking the same thing in regard to matzah? Now matzah is a mitzvah deraisa, but erev tichon matzah. It's not a demonstration of chayus. It's not a demonstration of chayus. Now, so the answer is because there is a Gemara that could be small and and it's also, I think, I will round up from a test, I think it's from a test. Now, Dafkuf Tesvor, from the base, the fourth line from the end of the Omer, Omer Shmuel, Lechem Eini, Lechem She'im Olav Dvor, Tayin Amor, Lechem Eini, Lechem She'im Olav Dvor Emar. Now, the Rashbam, here, doesn't say anything, but the Rabbi Hananel here, after the Swab says, "Lechemeni lechemshim dvorim pirshayim olav agode matzuzu shonoich." So what does he emphasize? Matzuzu shonoich. Now let's see what Tachlamet Vov is mentioned. What should he say? Tachlamet Vov. So Rashi Tachlamet Vov. The 50th line from the top, Lechem Eini.
nach einem Meinung, Schemel auf Dvorin, Schegemli Molo Vesa Hallel, Veemli Molo Vagoi. So there is a difference between Rashi's Pshat, here that from Dvor, and Rabbanu's Pshat after this word. Because Rabbanu Hananel after this word emphasizes not the whole Agoi. He mentions Agoi, but it's a certain part of Agoi. Matzu Zu Shonoich, Al Shumo, Al Shum Shalohisti, Vitzikam Shalabisein, but Rashi says the whole language. The whole language. Now Rashi says the whole language, and the question is, so according to Rashi, the whole reason as to why you are mechuyev to say the agode Pesach Nai is because of the drosha of lechem she'ilim olav dvorim hal. So that's the reason, and but there is a tosik zochas yimazeh sheizot mitzrayim v'gadot libimcho v'yahudai meir. So we have other psukim. I mean the whole mechilte v'gadot libimcho yochel yesh liben umay misaper in liben in misaper. Talmud leimah zochas yimazeh sheizot mitzrayim. Even if he has no child, he has no son. So we see that the basis, the source for the mitzvah of Tzeid Agode are the psukim. Zocher Tayim Asher Yitzas Mitzrayim, Avidal Tovimcho. So why do we have to resort to Idroshe when we have psukim spelled out explicitly? So now apparently Rashi Shite is like the Shite of Rabbi Nesadi Boi in Al-Khazeles. They don't mention the mitzvah of Sifat Yitzas Mitzrayim in the Mir HaMitzvah. They don't mention. The Rambam, the Chiyuch, they mention it. But the Aloch Zeyla is from the Sadi Goyen, they don't mention that mitzvah. So what's the Pshat? So the Pshat, now there is. So there is a Chubis Arosh. There is a Chubis Arosh. And the Chubis Arosh, from that Chubis Arosh, it's Mashma. From that Chubis Arosh, it's Mashma. That the whole mitzvah of reading the Agodeh is only Shayach as it can. Is only Shayach as a concomitant of Achilas Mat. In other words, from the Rosh, it's Mashma, that if one has no Matzeh, unfortunately in Russia there are many Jews who will not have Matzeh this Pesach night, so according to the Rosh, they are not Mechuyev to say that. What has Matzeh to do with Agode? Agode is one thing, and Agode is mentioned in the Al-Tur Vim, and in Zohar Salim Azeh. And Matzeh is mentioned in the Pasuk of Be'artech Matzeh. The answer is, it's not an independent mitzvah. In other words, Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Haggadah is a concomitant of Matzeh. Lechemei. And if you don't eat Matzeh, let's say you are anonymous. So, there is no mitzvah of Haggadah. Of course there. And that's the Shite of the Rosh. And that's the shita, obviously, of Sadi Goyen and of the Aloch Zeilas. The Rambam shita is not like that. The Rambam shita is that Tzipri Tzitz Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah. But you see the Rashi here, he says, She'enu dvorim, she'gimu l'sahalu v'imu l'agode. But we have psukim, in Chananu we have psukim, but this Moshe is expressive of the mitzvah of the Agode Yimcho. In other words, Nidalgo Vimcho and Zochet Ayim Azeh, Asher Yisos Mitzrayim, is not an independent mitzvah, only in connection with Achilas Matz. And that's mentioned in Eino of Dvor, in the Droshe of Lechem Eini, Shemdor Mavi. Now, Rabbi Nechananel, he says, that's the fifth word, that Lechem Eini means Shemol Agode, Matzo Zu, Shemol Eich. Now Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, Kol Shalayom Ashlish Dvor Meilu B'Pesach, so Liyotzi Dechivos. Liyotzi Dechivos. So what's the Pshat? Liyotzi Dechivos. Meilu Pesach Matzah Moch. Pesach Matzah Moch. What does it mean? So the plain Pshat. The plain Pshat, I mean the way everybody would explain it, is that Kol Shalayom Ashlish Dvor Meilu B'Pesach, Liyotzi Dechivos, means that he is not Mikayim, the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. We are Sipo Yitzias. But, from the Ramban, Melchame, Yisan, Ambroches, in the first period, the Melchame is in the first, I believe, the first period of Broches, so it's Mivuah, that the Ramban did not understand Rav Gamliel used to remember it that way, that Kol Shulam HaShlish is one of the best priyots of the Vose, that he's not Mikayim, the Chedim of Psycho Yitzhak Mitzrayim. He's not Mikayim, the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah completely. That's the Pshat. In other words, in order to be Mikayim, the Mitzvah, the Ramban mentions it Agavuch, in connection with this man of Krishna. So that sometimes Chazal, they say, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, that they only mean it's not the mitzvah shleimo. They don't mean that he was not the kind of mitzvah at all. It's not the mitzvah shleimo. It's not a mitzvah namufcha. But he, there is a kima mitzvah. So he mentions that he saw in regard to the manning of triashma, so he says, I only know that from Namliel says. That if somebody ate matzah and didn't say matzah zushan oichon al shemo, that he was not mikayim, he has no kima mitzvah at all. Of course he didn't kima mitzvah, but he was not mikayim at bishleimus. So that means that's the derech of the chachamim, to use that lashon. Even though he was mikayim mitzvah, as long as he's not mikayim shleimus. So agavuche, we see from that. So we see from this Ramban Muhammad's in Broche that the Pshat comes from Roma, so he said, he is not Yotze Chavose, he was not the kind of mitzvah simply to try, but Yotze Chavose, he was not the kind of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah Bishlomis. So that's because of this Pshat in Ramban Muhammad. So Rashi says it means the whole Agot. Agot is the Tire. So the Rashi's pshat must be, Rashi's shita must be in line with the sheet of the Rosh and Rasadi Goyen and Alach Zeles, that there is no independent mitzvah of Agot, of Sibon Yitzchak Mitzrayim. It's only as a concomitant of Achilas Matzah. But Rabbi Hananel obviously held like the Rambam. The Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah, whether one has mitzvah or doesn't have mitzvah. The Russian Jews, even if they don't have matzah, if they have matzah or don't have matzah, so it's still mechuyev midraisei in Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the question is, so why do we have to resort to a special posik? Lechem eini, lechem shirun varam har. I mean, we know that you have to be misabot Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Rambam says, that posik tells us that there is, that if he doesn't say to matzuzu in connection with Achilas Matzah, he doesn't say matzuzu shonayichum al shemo, so he's not mikayim the mitzvah of matzeh bishleimus. What does it mean? It means that they are two kiyumin in matzeh. First of all, there is a kiyum of Achilas Matzah, the Erev Techo Matzah. So that mitzvah of the Erev Techo Matzah, he'll be mikayim even if he doesn't couple it with matzuzu. And then there is another cue of lechemeini of demonstrating chayos. How do you demonstrate chayos by eating matzah? And so that's another cue. So in other words, you express externally, there is an external demonstration of chayos by eating matzah with the rice. You see, so Sias Abigail says is a kima mitzvah of expressing chayus min rabono. Masheinke, Achilas matzah is a kima mitzvah of expressing chayus min raise. Where is that kima mitzvah mentioned in the droshe of lechemeini, lechem sheil dvarim harbe? And in order to fulfill this aspect of lechemeini, that's the pshat of lechemeini, demonstrating chayus. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah of lechemeini, of demonstrating chayus, it's not enough to eat the matzah, but it has to be coupled to the declaration. Why do you eat matzah? Matzah zushon eichum al shemo. It's not just an amitzes, but al shemo, al shem shli yisti b'tzeken shal v'seinu lahachmi hachem yigula in melech locham locham kodzbo. So in other words, so if he doesn't couple it with the declaration, so the kima mitzvah of Be'erev Techo Matzah is mikayim, but the kima mitzvah of lechemeini, it's another aspect in matzah, in achilas matzah, is not mikayim, unless the achilah is coupled with the declaration. Why eat matzah? So that means that through the eating,
through the eating, he demonstrates chaos. He demonstrates chaos. So that's why the Rosh says in his maskone that it's an integral part of achilas matzah. What does one thing to do with the other? The answer is midrabbanan is an integral part of achilas matzah. The seifer too. Why? Because what's the essential feature of a seifer? Express chaos, demonstrate chaos. And there is a kium of demonstrating chaos in the raise by eating matzah. So the chachomim are misaken that if he doesn't eat matzah in a seifer, so then he's not mikayim midrabbanan the mitzvah of matzah. Which mitzvah of matzah? The mitzvah of lechemeinu, not the mitzvah. It's an integral part in the kiyum mitzvah of lechemeinu, not an integral part in the kiyum mitzvah of berach tichon matzah. So that's the shita of the Rosh. Now, so now we have to understand. So that's the maskon of the Rosh. But the Rosh, while we had this offering, he still took it for granted that if he ate matzah without the seifer, he has to eat all over again. And he still took it for granted that if he did the first two cases, he drank without seifer, so he has to drink again. But while he still had a suffix, and what was the suffix? But he had a suffix in regard to the third course. So what was the suffix in regard to the third course? Before he came to the conclusion that even in regard to the third course. So he has to drink it again. But before he came to that conclusion, he had two alternatives in his mind. So one alternative was as the maskone. Why? Because it's an integral part. And the other alternative was no. In connection with the first two cases, he has to drink it over. In connection with matzah, he has to drink it over. But in connection with the third course, no. Why? Meisif. Meisif al kishlishi. Meisif al kishlishi. So that means that in that alternative, he held that Hesepe is not an integral part of CSR cases, but it's an independent mitzvah. So that means that even according to the alternative, that Hesepe is an independent mitzvah, but if he ate without Hesepe, he has to eat much again. If he drank the first two cases without Hesepe, he has to drink again. Why, Monacha? If it's an independent mitzvah, So what will he accomplish by drinking again? By drinking again, what will he accomplish by eating matzah again? They say that the answer is true. So even under the alternative, even according to the premise that it's independent mitzvah, the Rosh held that by in connection with matzah he has to eat it again. Why? Because food is an independent mitzvah. But what's the independent mitzvah? He's mechuyach to demonstrate chaos through a seifer. Now, and how was he expected to demonstrate chaos through a seifer? By being meisiv at the time he ate the kadais matzah. But he didn't, he wasn't meisiv. So that means that he wasn't mikayim, the independent mitzvah, the independent chiyuv of demonstrating chaos bishas kiyum of achilas matzah. So the Rosh says, true, it's an independent mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah chiyuv, is this independent mitzvah. Now he's still able to rectify. How is he able to rectify? To eat another kazayis matzah with a seifer. So you'll say, but how can he be mikayim the independent mitzvah of being meisei in the course of the chayvo of the night? He was already mikayim the chayvo of the night. The answer is no, he was not Mikhail. He was only Mikhail the Chivo. He was only Mikhail the Chivo of Be'erev Tichon Matzeis. But he still able to be Mikhail the Lachemein. The Lachemein, he wasn't Mikhail yet. True, he coupled it. He coupled it with the declaration of Matzah Zushon Eichlim Al Shemo, but he didn't couple it with the Seibe. And since a Seibe is a demonstration of Chayus, so true a Seibe is only a Chiyu Midrabanon, but I don't think that Bizman Azeit is like that. But as long as the Minad Miodom is, we'll see that Rishen say many things that distinguish Bizman Azeit from Zman Chazal and Zman Matan Torah. Why? Because Bizman Hazeh it's not the derech of Necheir Leosef. So as long as it is the derech of Nechirin Lihosef, so there is a mitzvah keyumis midereise if he eats matzah. Derech Hasid. Not Bizmanazeh. Bizmanazeh, I don't know whether it is like that. But certainly, as Bizman Admor, when it was the derech of Nechirin to be meiseif, so true, even Bizman Admor, Heseve was only midrabono. So the chiyu was only midrabono. But in mitzvah keyumis, there was midereise. And as a matter of fact, you can even read it in the Lashon HaRambam. I mean, it's not mucha from Lashon HaRambam. Because the Lashon HaRambam is, b'chol day over day, chayev odom lahari, ses atzmei, ki ruhu be'atzmei, yotzahato mishivit mitzray, shenema b'nison u'eitzi mishon, v'al dobo ze tzivako nishbol chupateiro, v'izokharto ke'ebe de'yison, ki leima, ki lahato ba'atzmecho, yiso'ebe, yoso'achiros v'nivitz. So that's with Raisa. So mifichoch, kishesein odom lahala ze, so mifichoch, v'lishteitz, v'umeitzi v'achiros. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, very seldom does the Rambam use the Lashon Nefichu. Very seldom. Here he uses the Lashon Nefichu. The Rambam usually does not use the Lashon Nefichu. But we find this expression of Nefichoch in the Haggadah. In the Haggadah, I mean that's in the Gemara. It's in the Gemara, in the Mechilta, the Lashon of the Haggadah. Behold, day over day, Chai Odom Laris is actually Kuliot Mitzrayim. שנאמר בגלתו ובין חוב האם הוא מן הבא וזה עושה לשם לי בתיס מצרים לא יש יסון מובל ורק לשבור וכל עושה ויסיינו כל אמר שנאמר ויסון הוא יצא משום דן ויסי לפי חוך אנחנו חיובים לא יש להעול שם ופה יורד ולעד על גורך עוד what's the fichon there? מילה גודל what's the fichon? so I'm worried why is there a chiyu? לפי חוך אנחנו חיובים לא הייתי איסו Hallel Shabbat, for in other words, we are mechuyev Pesach night, we are mechuyev to give vidoy. Not just Shvach. Shvach, there is a difference between Shvach and vidoy. I mean, there is an explanation in the Gadite of the Gemara in Sochim, that could be Zion, where the Gemara says, Halos Hashem Kogoyim, Shapchu Kolomi. So, Halos Hashem Kogoyim. So Eilu Yisroel Shapchu Kolumi Eilu Misahilo. So the Chaim says, what's the Pshat? Because there is Shvach and there is Idoy. Let's say in the Chiyuv of Tefillah and Midraise, which is Midraise according to the Rambam, but it's not the Nusach of Tefillah is not Midraise even according to the Rambam. So Midraise one can be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Tefillah in his own Nusach. But there is a certain requirement, there is a certain pattern that he must follow. He must say first Shvach, then Bakasha Sochov, then Idoye. So the Gimel Rishayin is a Shvach. Then the 13 broches in the middle, that's Bakasha Sochov. And the Gimel Achrein is that Idoye. So the Rambam mentions Shvach separately and Idoye separately. There is a difference between Shvach. Shvach means praise. Idoye means gratitude. Now let's say when a ness overtakes another person. Now what is this? So I can give shvach to the Rebbeinu Shalom, but I cannot express my gratitude to the Rebbeinu Shalom unless that other person to whom the ness occurred, who was overtaken by a miracle, so he's a good friend of mine and chovol knafshi. But if he's a stranger, so then I cannot give idoya to the Rebbeinu Shalom for the relief that overtook another person whom I don't know and I never met. But shvach I can give to the Rebbeinu Shalom for helping out that person, but not idoya. When can I give idoya if something happened to me? If it's my own salvation, if it's my own relief, then I give idoya. So when Yitzias Mitzrayim took place, so even the Umesayim were expected to give shvach to the Rebbeinu Shalom for infringing upon the laws of nature and to take out the goyim mikarev goyim, to deliver the goyim mikarev goyim. But as far as Umesayim were concerned, so it was b'teira shvach, not b'teira sedoy. Mashiach in Yisrael, they were saved. Me'abdes b'cheus. So they had to give to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only shvach but also idoye. So how was Hashem kol goyim how do means idoye? That's in Yisrael. Shapchu shvach evo mizeilo. So in Meile, that's why you say lifichoch b'chodei v'adei chai v'adam 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 v'adam
What's the Lefichoch? The answer is, if there hadn't been a chiyuv to recapitulate the experience of Shibbet Mitzrayim and to put oneself in the shoes of our ancestors, so then there could be a chiyuv idoye Pesach Mayim. How could I give idoye for the relief that was given to our ancestors thousands of years ago? I mean, it wouldn't make sense. But because of the aloche of Chayav Odom La'aretz Esat Min Kinyun Yotzei Mitzrayim, so he has to step in the shoes of our ancestors. So that means he himself was saved. If he himself was saved, so is a chiyuv of idoye. So it's a levichah. So the balagode, that's the notion of the Mishneh, of the Mechilte, so using the notion of Nefichot. So the Rambam here expresses the same aloche. Behold, they were there, Chayot and Warez, Sassim Kulat, and Yatso. And then he says, Aloche Zayin, Nefichot is the same of the Malalazeh. So, Chayot and Mishneh, 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 Cheus. Because the expression of Cheus is not just to enjoy himself. The expression of Cheus is, Biteras Hidoye. Hidoye, in external manifestations, not verbally doye. So if you have enough chayuv ladies of how that means verbally doye, that's a chiyuv midraise, verbally doye, but there is symbolic doye in order to act like a chayuv. That's the symbolic doye. So lefichoch. So just as the balagode, the Mishnah uses lashon lefichoch. So here the Rambam also uses lashon lefichoch because it's the same. Is the same mitzvah and lefichoch, but the only thing difference is that whereas the verb lidoy, the verb lidoy is a chiyuv midraise, is a mitzvah chiyuvis midraise. So the symbolic lidoy, the symbolic gratitude by acting out the chayus, by drinking yayin, and by being mazed. So we also express gratitude. In a symbolic way, we express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That chiyuv is only the Rabbanon. But it's the same aloche. It's the same mechayev. What is the mechayev? The aloche of the Zohar to the east of Mitzrayim. So that's why the Rambam uses the same lashon, the same word, lefichoch. Even though the Rambam usually doesn't employ that expression, lefichoch. Because it's the same aloche. The only difference is that when the Balagode, when the Mishneh and Mechilta says lefichoch, So there it means a mitzvah chiyuvis midraise of giving verbal hidoye to the Rebbe Shalom. And here it's a mitzvah chiyuvis only Rabbanon, but the mitzvah chiyuvis it could be midraise because of the zohar to carry the mitzvah of Mitzrayim. So we have to give gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pesach Mayim. As if it happens now, we have to recapitulate the experience. As if it happens now, this Pesach Mayim. So maybe we have to give gratitude, and so yeah, mechuyev, we have to give verbal gratitude, not to act out the gratitude, not acting out chayus. But in mitzvah kiyumis it is midraise. It's only in chiyumis it's midraise. In chiyumis it's midraise. So even if we assume that chayus is an independent chiyuv, but that independent chiyuv, but he failed to fulfill that independent chiyuv that had to be fulfilled in the course of the eating of matzah, because of eating matzah. Now, in matzah, when one eats matzah and couples that with the declaration matzah zusha neichon al shemo, so he has two kiyumim, a kiyum of berachtich matzah and a kiyum of lachamei. Now he fulfilled both chiyumim, the chiyum of berachtich matzah and of Lechem Eini, because he copied it to the declaration Matan Zusha Lechem Shemo, but he wasn't placing. So the Rosh says, even if we assume that it's an independent chiyuv, there is still a way to rectify his mistake